problems every day. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio.
Listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
I got strategies for living,
strategies for living radio.
Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Oh, you know we need them. Yeah, we need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Oh, I'm feeling a little tired.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living Radio. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, Lauren Leon McMillan, PLPC. And so, you get enough rest at night.
Enough sleep, you mean?
You get enough sleep, yes.
Yeah.
And it's rest. I mean, you get enough sleep, but you don't feel
rested.
You don't feel rested. Have you had that experience?
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about what are the reasons that even when you get enough sleep, you don't feel rested. And it turns out that there are 7 types of rest to avoid burnout.
Yes.
And so even if you get a full good night's sleep, there's some research by Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith that shows, Lauren, that there are different types of rest that we need. We need our physical rest, but we also need mental rest. Mm-hmm. We need sensory rest. We need creative rest. We need emotional rest. We need social rest. We need spiritual rest.
Amen.
And I grant you, most of us probably haven't even thought about most of those.
It's something we've thought of intuitively, right? I think we've all had that experience. You know, I'm tired, but I got enough sleep.
Yeah.
Right?
So I don't know what's going on.
And so I love this work because it opens a door for conversations like this where we can, you know, put labels and really attack, well, what type of rest are you not giving to yourself?
Am I getting the kind of rest that my body needs, but that my emotional self, my mind, and my spirit needs? Because need to focus on all three.
Absolutely.
Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us here in this conversation today on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies too. Are you getting enough rest? We're going to talk about that today, the right kind of rest, here on Strategies.
Tune in daily, find the light, healthy mind and spirits bright, strategies for living strong, feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
What we're all about, living life in harmony. That kind of goes with what we're going to talk about today. Welcome in, folks. Welcome into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, And David McMillan, glad you're here with us. I don't think, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, think there are a lot of us that don't get the kind of rest that we need. And we're going to try to talk around that and about that today. And perhaps give some reasons that is.
Right.
And some people will hear, okay, well, wait a minute. There's more than just the physical rest, more than getting 8 hours or so of sleep. Maybe I'm not getting the other kinds of rest. Yeah. So there's that. And then there's the strategies. If we understand, okay, well, maybe I'm getting the physical rest, but I'm not
getting some other form of rest.
I'm not getting creative rest. Mm-hmm. And hold on, we'll talk about what that we're going to unpack all of this. But, you know, then there comes the strategies. I need to give myself more of that.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I often speak to clients who find themselves depressed. And this is not always the case, but this is often the case, especially in our world today. If we look at the word depressed, it sounds a lot like two other words put together. Deep rest, right? And so I think this, I think this is very well in alignment with, okay, yeah, maybe they're getting enough physical sleep. And sometimes that's not even the case. And I think we need to talk about that at least briefly because we don't always get those basics. But I think often, too, if we're still depressed, our body is still yearning for some sort of deep rest that we're not giving to ourselves, whether that be
a good point.
In a myriad of these ways that we'll be exploring today.
That's a good point. And, and you know, one of the things at the beginning, since you're starting with the physical rest, which most of us think about in terms of getting a good night's sleep, and that's important. That's extremely important. However, you know, you and I have recently had the experience of having both of us are kind of routine type people. We like
we're creatures
our
of habit. Aren't we?
Well, we like our routines, and we get, you know, we find comfort and security from
a predictability. Predictability,
and it's not the same thing every day, but it's you know, we know that on Mondays this is kind of our schedule, whereas you flip over to Saturday or Sunday, let's say, this is our typical schedule. Well, recently we've had a couple of things that
kind of threw the schedule up in the air.
They were have tos. They were things that we had to do, but it took us off of our schedule. And both of us found that even though we were both getting adequate sleep, we were both saying, why am I not feeling
so tired?
Rest? Why am I so tired?
But on the topic of physical rest, I want to throw in perhaps the idea that there's actually even two types of physical rest.
Okay. Talk to us more about that. What do you mean?
Okay. So what we're talking about and what we mostly think about, I'm going to call passive physical rest, right?
Okay.
And that's sleep or naps. Or even just being still, right?
Yeah.
So that's passive physical rest.
Yeah.
Which is important. I think we do need to talk about it because we don't always get that. But there's also an active physical rest. I'm gonna suggest, and that would include gentle movement.
Yep.
Stretching.
Might even include exercise.
Exercise.
Huh? Yep. Because I know a lot of people tell me that if they don't exercise, it's like, and some of these people that I'm thinking of right now are very busy people. Mm-hmm. They go at it and they work hard every day. And, you know, then they tell me, we got to wake up 5:30 in the morning and go work out on top of the busy day that you've got. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they tell me that it makes a difference.
Well, and I can't tell you how many times personally, and I've heard this from other people, you know, there are times when I feel so tired, but if I do encourage myself or even force myself to go out and go on a walk or do some gentle exercise, I actually feel more energized than if I were to engage in passive physical rest.
When you think about it, I can't even imagine going out on this walk.
Right.
But when you actually do it.
Yes.
And then you're coming back and you're saying, wow, now I have more energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like it's paradoxical.
Right.
It seems just the opposite of what it should be. Right.
Right. Well, so it's, you know, about feeling like what you really needed was to actually move those still and stagnant parts within you.
Right.
You know?
Right. So, you know, and this may sound kind of weird,
mm-hmm.
but we work at a profession where we sit a lot.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, this may sound really weird, but part of physical rest would be taking breaks from if you're in that kind of occupation, and a lot of people are, where they're sitting at a desk,
mm-hmm.
working.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sit at a desk, but we sit in an office, you know, across from people,
right?
And talk, but we're sitting, and so you know, you need to take part of physical rest is breaking the monotony of what you're doing.
Well, it sounds counterintuitive. You know, if I'm going to engage in physical rest, I'm actually going to move my body.
Right.
But if you think about it in this way, right? So if I am, and we do sit a lot, we are actually really actively engaging specific muscles for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to actually rest those muscles by contracting others.
Yeah. My tailbone hurts if I,
yeah.
I mean, it does. I mean,
no,
I don't,
yeah.
don't mean to make that sound weird, but, you know, long ago and far away, once upon a time, I got tackled wrong playing,
that's right,
you know, playing football. And that thing reminds me all these years later that it's there. So, mm-hmm. I mean, when I sit too long, I, you know, my tailbone hurts, so mm-hmm. I need to get up and stretch around, and it makes all the difference in the world. And it may not sound like it, but that's part of physical rest for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And before we get too far from physical rest, I do think it's important that we highlight some strategies for getting what we usually think about in terms of passive physical rest.
Okay.
Right. So in terms of having good or better sleep hygiene. And, you know, for a lot of people, what helps is to have some sort of winding down routine, you know, whether that's taking a shower, taking a hot bath.
Right.
And then, you know, getting ready for bed by hopefully not engaging with too much blue light, if any at all, preferably.
It's really a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's hard in the life we live.
Yep.
But it really is a good idea if you can disconnect from your, you know, from your tablet
devices.
and your smartphone. One of the things that I have started to do that has, I think, made a difference for me,
mm-hmm.
is I keep a book going. And so my reading time is typically not in bed anymore, but it's before I go to bed. So I shut down,
mm-hmm.
you know, I watch the news and stuff like that. So I get that all out of the way. I look forward the last thing in the evening, and then after coffee and catching up on the newspaper,
yeah.
before I get into the busyness of the day, which starts with kind of breakfast, right?
Mm-hmm.
But before I do that, reading, you know, reading something that is mind provoking and something for me to contemplate
throughout
on
the day. Yeah.
The day.
Yeah.
And that does two things for me. It helps me get away from the phone and the blue light,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And the computer and all of that, because that's my slotted time for study reading. And also, it just kind of, you know, soothes me in the evening and perks me up in the day,
right.
you know?
What you're talking about is having good bridges or end caps into
yeah.
the physical
yeah.
sleep. And I do think it's important what you do right before bed.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you think about it, you're going to be unconscious for the next 6 to 8 hours or 10 hours.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the ideal. And so what you're doing before bed is you're really seeding your subconscious and your unconscious with what you want to process through that very important and vital time for you and your mind.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah. Be careful of, you know, be careful. Conscious.
I mean, we know
be
this.
Conscious of what you read.
Right. We know
other,
this.
The other day I was reading something in the evening from Father Nathan Castle. Right.
Uh-huh.
And I dreamed that, you know, something had happened and there weren't enough priests. And so they caught me and made me one.
Oh, gosh.
And it was, I woke up in a panic. I mean, first of all, in the dream, I had a double Roman collar on.
Oh,
I mean,
it was double duty.
It was lopsided. So I wasn't wearing it right, but you know, it's like, hey, buddy, you're all we got. I was like,
double priest.
It
here.
Was terrifying. It was absolutely terrifying. So be careful.
Yes.
You know, just be conscious of what you put in the evening, because you never know what's going to show up in your dreams. You know, I don't know. Sometimes they get really, really weird. You know,
well,
like that one. You know,
fodder for therapy, right?
Let's
talk about it.
What does that mean? we're talking about seven types of rest. We've talked about physical rest. We're going to come back and talk about mental rest and sensory rest and creative rest. We're going to try to do that next, coming up right here on Strategies for Living. So stay with us. Don't go away. We're talking about the seven types of rest that we all need today on Strategies. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio, as we talk about seven, count them, seven different types of rest. You only thought there was one, but turns out, you know, we need different types of rest to be fully rested. We've talked about physical rest in terms of sleep.
Well, but in terms of passive and active.
Exactly.
Rest, right?
And so even the physical rest, where we think, it's just sleep, but there's really more to it
more
than that.
More nuance.
Yeah. Then there's the mental rest. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, all of us have, I'm sure, had occasions where we have felt mentally, we felt foggy or we felt overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the mental rest is really giving our minds our brains and our minds. Two different things, by the way.
Absolutely.
Two different things.
Yes.
We think of them as the same, but they're really two different things. We want to give our brains and we want to give our minds enough of a breather.
Mm-hmm.
So what mental rest does is it helps clear the clutter out. You know how we sometimes you on your phone, I do it on my phone when it pops up,
yes.
You know, it's a form of defragging, I guess is what we used to, I don't know what they call it today.
Well, the analogy.
Clearing out the files that you don't need anymore.
Yeah. And you can do that on phones today too. It's
right.
Just like an optimization feature.
Right.
But I would also kind of liken it to the idea of the notifications that you get on the phone, right? And if you get overwhelmed with all of those thoughts, you know, in the analogy, and it's doing some sort of mental, engaging in some sort of mental rest is a way of clearing all those notifications away. So you have space, again, to receive more. Because, you know, mental fatigue is going to show up in that way as forgetfulness, right? Or a short temper. You talked kind of about brain fog.
Yep.
So,
you know, I think the B word is very, very important here. Boundaries, setting boundaries. So, you know, if you're one, and a lot of people do this. I mean, you know, you're always in touch with your email box as an example. So setting some boundaries to get good mental rest. Okay, well, I'll engage with my email until X amount of time.
Seven p.m.
And it's
whatever
seven after 7 p.m. You know, I don't look at my email till the following morning. That's a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I don't start looking at my email until after I have read my paper, gotten into my cup of coffee or whatever I do in my morning ritual, but I'm not going to, you know, get out of bed and dive right in.
Right.
Those are boundaries. Yeah. And again, you've got to set the ones that work for you.
Right. I mean, it could just be, you know, if you're able to do this, you could set aside, you know, 5 minutes every hour. You know, we often work fairly much, pretty much on the hour.
Yeah.
So, you know, that could fit into our type of schedule where I could fit 5 minutes at the end of every hour to just, you know, just hang out. No screens. Do a little mindfulness.
Yeah.
Maybe even, you know, add in some physical rest in addition. So I can do some gentle yoga while doing the mindless. Why are you smiling?
Well, I'm smiling because, you know, it's you, me, and Carla at the office.
Yeah.
And with the three of us, with our weird, each one of us have a sense of humor that is kind of unique.
Well, yeah, we're counselors, so we're a little warped and crazy anyway.
And so sometimes being willing to, with each other, have fun.
Absolutely.
You know, yes. And sometimes I will just go down the hallway and I'll scream Carla's name in a certain way. And, you know, just when she comes out of her office with her eyes wide, you know, of course she doesn't do it anymore. Now she's used to it. But the first time, it still makes me laugh.
Right.
When I think about, you know, standing there and coming down the office, and I wouldn't even think about it. I was just calling her name, but obviously louder than I thought. And you know, and we've had fun with that. That's just a little example of, you know, we're not making fun of anybody or whatever.
It's
we're just goofy laughing. And laughter is a form, I would say, of mental rest.
Yeah. And release.
And release. Relief. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, then you had mentioned the taking short breaks in between tasks, but also just if you can't do much of that, just giving yourself time to practice some mindfulness, think about what you know, what the last hour has been, maybe just some deep breathing.
Uh-huh.
Again, of that can be a form of mental rest.
Yeah. And one of my favorite ways that really helps me just to take those quick snapshot seconds of mindfulness is I allow myself, and I do this primarily through my ears, through auditory. This is my primary way. If I just allow myself to really just be open and listen to the noises and the sounds that come in and just allow them to be. And one of my mantras is I just allow the sound to play with my eardrums, right? Mm. And not label the sounds, but just allow it. And for me, that's an instant pull into the present moment. Yep,
absolutely. Again, we are we're looking at the different types of rest. It's based on the work of Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith. And if we're feeling drained and we've gotten enough of physical rest, maybe some of these other things are areas where we're not, you know, we're not thinking about and getting enough rest. Another kind of rest is sensory rest.
Speaking of the sounds, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, we probably don't realize how much
the world
how
has
much
been
stimulation. Auditory stimulation, visual stimulation. I mean, I remember as a little guy, my parents went to Las Vegas. And so I remember as a little, fairly, I don't know how old I was, third grade, fourth grade, whatever. But to see, we didn't have casinos or anything like that around here. But we took the trip to Las Vegas. And so I got to see a casino for the first time, and I'm thinking back then it wasn't anything like it is today, but it was still over in a stimulating sense. It was overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so
what are some signs that this is the type of rest that you need?
Well,
sensory rest.
Yeah.
What do you want me to name some?
Yeah, name some, because our nervous system gets overloaded.
Yeah, and I think this one, especially in today's time and age, kind of sneaks up on us and we don't even recognize it. But if you feel jumpy, irritable, overwhelmed, if you feel more sensitive to loud noises, or you're more sensitive like to things like you notice people chewing nearby and that gets on your nerves. I mean, that's a small sign that you're entering sensory overload.
You know,
your nervous system just kind of feels fried.
A few years ago, you worked at a local college in the counseling center. And this college, this counseling center, was putting together something that I think was a wonderful thing that students could access.
Yes.
Talk about that just for a moment.
Yeah. So they were creating, and they did while I was there, they created what they called a Zen room. And it was actually just like an old closet.
It was just a closet.
It was a closet.
Yeah.
But it was a big enough closet that you can walk in.
Yeah.
And what we all did, and they, you know, it was a collaborative effort. What they did is they created, you know, they hung a tapestry on a wall, really gentle lights. There was a beanbag chair, and there's an aroma diffuser and a couple other really light sensory tools in there that, you know, when students feel overwhelmed,
they could retreat.
And you could use any one of those things.
And
you didn't need to make an
appointment. You just show up and use it when you needed it, right?
As long as it was available, it was walk-in,
Right.
They kept a schedule if necessary.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was pretty much walk-in.
But the idea was,
we also had a pretty small campus that was able to do that.
Right.
And so if you can even create that for yourself within your own home or your office would
absolutely
be an ideal thing. Yeah. I personally have a space.
You have your space. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have it done exactly like you want it.
With the sensory things that I enjoy, whether that's the really soft rug or the dim lighting. I have different sorts of lighting to play with.
I walked in the back door today. You didn't have to go to the office. I did.
Yeah.
I walked in, and as soon as I walked in the back door, I smelled the incense.
You caught the incense.
I knew where you were. I didn't have to yell. I knew exactly that you were upstairs in your room.
Yes. In your Zen space.
And I like it because I get the advantage of the
you get some vicarious Zen seeping out.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, to be mindful of how can mm-hmm. we reduce things like background noise? Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people are, maybe we're not as mindful as we need to be. Mm-hmm. We turn the TV on and then we just leave it on. And a lot of households, they're on for 12 hours a day. Nobody's really watching them. But there's that background noise,
yeah,
see?
Yeah.
That's that you never take a rest from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the constant dings of the phone and the notifications, and depending on where you live within the city, there's all the city noise. And so, you know, some ideas there are one idea is to create a space. But then you can also, you don't have to have your own space. You can create intentional stillness. Go sit outside. Find a quieter nature spot, like a park.
Yeah.
And just allow yourself to, you know, desensitize. And, you know, there's also great earbuds out there if that's a way that can help yourself.
Yeah, there's noise-canceling headphones, all kinds of things available. We're talking about the 7 types of rest. We're going to have to go into high gear here because we've talked about physical rest, we've talked about mental rest, we've talked about sensory rest. We're going to come back and talk about creative rest, emotional rest, social rest, and a very important one, spiritual rest. We're going to try to get all of those in before
no
rest for us. We're talking about the different types of rest today on Strategies for a Living. Stay with us. We've got more to talk about.
To your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. Padres, bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather, alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And we're back. We're back with Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about the different types of rest. No, there's not just one. Turns out there are 7 types of rest. And this may answer why some of us, we think we're getting enough sleep and stuff, but we still don't feel rested. Well, you know, there's not just physical rest. There's mental rest. There's sensory rest. There's creative rest. So this isn't just about doing nothing. It's about refueling the imagination. Mm-hmm. So it's experiencing inspiration. It's experiencing beauty and wonder.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm going to add something there. Without the pressure to produce.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think a lot of us, I'm raising my hand here too, when we get into some sort of creative endeavor, We may feel like it has to be a certain way or come out.
Or we give ourselves a false deadline. Oh, right. I got to get this done.
And, yeah. and if all of that's involved and tied into it, then that's not creative rest.
Yeah. We are creators. We are creative beings.
Right.
You know, first part, book of Genesis tells us God made us. I'm paraphrasing. God made us. God's a creator. We're made in God's image and likeness. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we are creators. Right. And so we need creative type of rest.
Right. And so creative rest is not just for the artistic or the quote unquote creatives of artists of the world. It's for all of us who are creators.
We all have it in us. We all have that flowing from inside of us. And we got to figure out what does it for us. Mm-hmm. For some, listening to music or reading something inspirational or for some, it's just changing your surroundings to, you know, spark new ideas.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
whatever works for you.
Yeah.
Then there's emotional rest.
Okay.
And so, you know, some of us are more adept at handling our emotional self than others of us. But we need the space to be our true self, and emotional rest helps us release the built up stress. I was talking to somebody earlier today who shared with me, I'm anxious.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, what's going on? What's triggering that?
Right.
Don't know. Mm-hmm. So it just was just kind of a generalized type of anxiety.
Yeah. Kind of an energy that had nowhere to go sort of thing.
And no idea what, you know, and so we talked a little bit about what might be some of the causes and, you know, but that's there.
Right.
You know, it's there for a lot of us.
Right. It's when we need emotional rest, when we feel like we're always performing or we're always on, you know, we feel emotionally drained, even when we're with people that we usually enjoy.
Yep.
And that'll express in forms of irritability or passive aggressiveness or tearfulness or even, you know, that anxiety that doesn't really seem to have a particular link, right?
We need social rest. You know, not all social time is energizing.
Mm.
It is for some people.
Well, you can tell that to this introvert.
Social rest means a balance between balancing our time between people who uplift you and then giving yourself time to step back from especially relationships that perhaps drain you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that you spend more time or enough time with friends that and family and people in your life that support you, that build into you, and being willing to say no, Lauren, to social obligations that you know is going to leave you exhausted.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then also taking solo time, taking alone time when you need it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's Brené Brown who says, you know, you seek out candle lighters rather than candle blower outers.
Candle blower outers.
Yeah.
We have some of those at church, you know. They're candle blower outers.
I think they have a more formal name than that.
Yeah, they probably do.
I don't know them offhand. But
oh, it's time. It's
please
time for
me.
The candle blower outers to come forward, please.
Is that like the shoe putter honors?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, so physical rest, mental rest, sensory rest, creative rest, emotional rest, social rest. Who knew there were that many types of rest? And we're not finished yet.
Absolutely not.
Right. And, you know, maybe it's one that even though we haven't labeled those others, we think of physical rest, like getting enough sleep when we think of rest. Maybe we don't think of the labels that we've put on the others, mental and sensory and creative and emotional and social. But as soon as we're talking about them, you understand them.
Yeah,
you know
they're intuitive.
You know, yeah. However, this last one, last but not least.
Not at all.
I'm not sure we think about this one enough.
No, and I think this one is one of the keys to when I talk about clients about depression. needing a deep rest. And I think this one is often a crux of that piece of climbing out, of needing that deep rest that depression is calling for.
And it's spiritual rest.
Yes.
Yeah. And that may sound weird, but it's spiritual rest. So what is that? It's a feeling of disconnection.
Yes.
Or not fulfilled.
Right.
Right.
Right. Of being separate from all that is.
Yeah.
And I think this is something that we are severely lacking and in need of as a society and a collective.
Now, we're talking spiritual. We're not talking religion
right.
here.
Absolutely.
I am aware that some people, you know, that are listening to us are not attached to any church, any religion, formal, and that's fine.
Absolutely.
That's fine. However, and you may disagree with me, and go ahead, but you'll be wrong. No. But we are spiritual beings.
Yes.
And so, you know, we've got to individually figure out
mm-hmm.
How
to reconnect ourselves, how to plug
yes.
in and remember ourselves beyond the body.
And what that really means, Lauren, mm-hmm. is meaning.
Belonging.
Meaning and purpose. In other words, what's bigger than yourself
mm-hmm.
that you can participate in?
What brings you into connection with the wholeness of all that is?
And that's spiritual rest. Mm-hmm. So, if you do this, either pray, meditate, practice gratitude, spend time reflecting on the people and stuff that truly matters to you.
And see, I think some of the other types of rest, I'm thinking especially of creative rest, can kind of be spiritual rest in disguise.
Mm.
Because I think a lot of times creative pursuits can actually connect you into and provide the same sort of spiritual rest. Because what's connected there is awe and beauty and wonder
yeah.
and gratitude.
Absolutely.
All three of those things are portals to spiritual rest.
Turns out we need a whole lot of rest and different kinds of rest than perhaps we knew we needed. And I hope we have stretched some minds mm-hmm. and thought process and imaginations today. That's what we're all about here on Strategies. We'll be right back to wrap this conversation up.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies. Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. None of us, absolutely none of us, want to burn out, you know?
But
a lot of us do feel burned out.
Mm-hmm.
We call it different things. A lot of times it's just, I didn't get enough rest, and we don't think about the different types of rest that we really need. And so that's what we've tried to do today, is to talk about the different types of rest.
And I think it's so important in today's time, when I think a lot of times, especially if we go into any office or place of work, you can hear the conversation, the underlying competition of who's the most tired, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
it's
so
almost,
tired.
It's almost
a competition,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so I think it's important for us to really plug in and pay attention to that. You know, that's part of our mission, is to make ourselves more aware and more conscious.
Yeah.
And to really ask ourselves, okay, where am I most depleted?
Yeah. Am I getting the physical rest that I need, the mental rest that I need, the sensory rest that I need, the creative rest that I need, the emotional rest I need, the social rest that I need, and the spiritual rest that I need? Mm-hmm. Again, you can check out more of this. The work of Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith.
Right.
She talks about the different types of rest. And so if you want more, you can look up Dr. Dalton Smith and
I want to make sure that we remember that rest is productive, because it's what fuels us in every other endeavor of our life.
Yeah, absolutely. Some people get just the opposite of that message. Yeah. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you. We appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living, because we do this for you each and every day, and we can because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.